Also today in Iraq, two women related to Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, who were kidnapped last week, reportedly have been released. There's no word yet on the fate of Alawi's elderly male cousin, who was also kidnapped. News coverage of the U.S.-led offensive in Fallujah is bringing back memories to the Marines who fought there last April. Eric Kneeler covered that military operation as an embedded reporter. After the new attack began, he went to Camp Pendleton, California, and spoke to some of the men who fought in Fallujah the first time.
Last April, Sergeant James Henninger led his squad of Marines on patrol through the junkyards and greasy repair shops of Fallujah's industrial zone. They were hit by snipers, mortar rounds, and rocket-propelled grenades. This time, he's watching Fallujah on television with his wife Donna and 7-month-old baby girl.
I still think about it every now and then. And especially when you see stuff like that on the news, it's like happening all over again.
Henninger and the 900 Marines of 1st Battalion, 5th Regiment spent the month of April battling insurgents in Fallujah. 11 men were killed. More than 130 were wounded. The unit came home to Camp Pendleton, California in July. But the 29-year-old Texan said he's still pretty wired.
Sometimes it's the sounds. Like, you'd be walking around your neighborhood and some kids throwing firecrackers, and it kind of triggers again. Or a loud bang, kind of jump and look around.
Henninger and many other Marines say it was a mistake to leave Fallujah the first time.
It seems like right after we pulled out, the insurgents claimed it as a victory, and I think that's what stirred it up from there. It made a lot of us mad, because we pretty much had the stronghold, and if we could have finished it right then and there.
That may be one reason why military planners decided to attack Fallujah with nearly 10,000 U.S. and Iraqi forces last week, instead of the 2,000 that fought in April. But along with military casualties, many Iraqi civilians died as well. And that operation was stopped because of public outcry and lack of political support from Iraq's governing council. Lieutenant Joshua Glover, like many Marines on the ground, wanted to push all the way through Fallujah. But he also knew when to follow orders.
The Marines really wanted to, make it all the way over to the Euphrates. But I think everybody understood the reasons why we pulled out. I feel like we did the things, that we were tasked with very well.
As he watches his fellow Marines fight in Fallujah, the 26-year-old officer recalls the camaraderie forged in combat.
The farther away you get from a deployment, the less you remember the hard stuff and the more you remember the good stuff. I think we're all proud to serve our country, and for me, a close second to that is the guys I get to work with. And so, you end up thinking about the time that you've shared with the guys you fight with.
For his part, Sergeant Henninger enjoys being a father. He's scheduled to remain at Camp Pendleton as an instructor, but he wants to go back to Iraq with the rest of his platoon when it ships out in February. This feeling gets stronger when he watches battle scenes on the news.
I watch it, and it kind of gets me down a little bit because, knowing that I'm not going to be there this time. And pretty much feel like that I'm letting my friends down.
Henninger's wife, Donna, has asked him to stay home, but she knows she can't make him.
The way I look at it, we got married, and I knew what I was getting into. And if being a Marine means he has to go over there a third time, or that, he thinks, in his heart he needs to go over a third time, then, that's okay with us.
That kind of resignation or devotion to duty is common in Marine families that live around Camp Pendleton. And these anguished conversations between loved ones will continue as this battalion prepares for yet another deployment to Iraq. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler.